1 Kings chapter 31. Israel is defeated by the Philistines. Saul and his sons are slain. 31-1. And the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines, and fell down slain in Mount Gilbo. 31:2. And the Philistines fell upon Saul, and upon his sons, and they slew Jonathan, and Abinadab, and Melchua, the sons of Saul. 31:3. And the whole weight of the battle was turned upon Saul. And the archers overtook him, and he was grievously wounded by the archers. 31:4. Then Saul said to his armor bearer, "Draw thy sword, and kill me, lest these uncircumcised come, and slay me, and mock at me." And his armor bearer would not, for he was struck with exceeding great fear. Then Saul took his sword, and fell upon it. 31:5. And when his armor bearer saw this, to wit, that Saul was dead, he also fell upon his sword and died with him. 31:6. So Saul died, and his three sons, and his armor bearer, and all his men that same day together. 31:7. And the men of Israel, that were beyond the valley, and beyond the Jordan, seeing that the Israelites were fled, and that Saul was dead, and his sons, forsook their cities, and fled. And the Philistines came and dwelt there. 31:8. And on the morrow the Philistines came to strip the slain. And they found Saul and his three sons lying in Mount Gilbo. 31:9. And they cut off Saul's head, and stripped him of his armor, and sent into the land of the Philistines round about, to publish it in the temples of their idols and among their people. 31:10. And they put his armor in the temple of Astaroth, but his body they hung on the wall of Beth-san. 31:11. Now when the inhabitants of Damascus had heard all that the Philistines had done to Saul. 31:12. All the most valiant men arose, and walked all the night, and took the body of Saul, and the bodies of his sons, from the wall of Beth-san. And they came to Damascus, and burnt them there. 31:13. And they took their bones, and buried them in the wood of Damascus, and fasted 7 days.